Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So it's not just that Oath Keepers or Proud Boys can become the militia wing or the paramilitary wing of the party. The party itself is morphing into an extremist force.
Republicans are doing something that is very dangerous to our society. And we have to acknowledge that. We have to acknowledge that as Americans. We must acknowledge that as journalists. Because if we don't, we're not doing our jobs. We cannot sit here and pretend like, well, you Republicans, it's a cut them a break. We want to hear what they have a lot to answer for in this moment. A lot to answer for what happened with the former president of the United States. Why they allow his antics to go on for so long. Why he is not accountable. Why they go along with it and don't say anything. They've got to answer for that. Why they are, whether you agree with abortion rights or not, why they have taken back a right that was that was granted to American women for 50 years. You have the inmates running the asylum, basically. You have the extremists. Because I know there are Republicans who are sitting out there now going, oh, Donald, that's not what we are. It's not what you are, but it's what your party has become. It is what you have allowed to happen.
But there are Republicans who, I mean, we've had Tim Miller on here recently. Right? Okay. There are Republicans who will completely say, Don Lemon, you are correct.
Yeah.
The origins of that are just what you're talking about.
You'll have Adam Kinzinger, you have Liz Cheney, who will say it. You'll have Tim Duncan of you'll have the former lieutenant governor, Jeff Duncan, the lieutenant governor of Georgia, who will say that. But there are very few Republicans who will say that. You cannot expect Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger or Jeff Duncan to become Democrats overnight. They're not. They are Republicans. And you must allow them to be who they are. They just happen to be sober and smart, and they understand what's happening in the country, right?
That was Don Lemon, the dumbest guy on TV, and obviously deranged. Where do I start? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you've been listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. .com. Now the Proud Boys represent Republicans. This is a group of gay men. Hey, I want you to understand, the left wants you to believe that gay men represent Republicans. That's how flipped these people have become. This is a gay Democrat talking about his people who don't agree with him, and he's associating them with us, and worse than that, he's saying they're a terror group. Proud Boys represent Republicans, and the Proud Boys are the enforcement arm. Let me ask you this, Republicans. Asking for a friend, if you're going to choose somebody to protect you, a dude, are you going to choose a gay dude? I mean, I've seen a lot of sissy fights in my day. I would not choose a gay dude. I would choose Kevin Jackson, a dude who knows how to use his hands and feet and is very much not gay. So much so, I started the Not Gay Man Woman organization, the NGMWQTIAWTF. That's what I started because I'm so not gay, proudly not gay. I'm a proud boy, but of the not gay ilk. And I'm going to go ahead and make it easy for some of you. It is okay for you to come out not gay. I know you. I know you're out there. You think you're fooling people. You got your 5 kids. You got your 14 grandkids. You ain't fooling nobody. You're not gay. Admit it. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. You can find out everything you want about us by going to the Kevin Jackson Network. So, Don Lemon says the party itself is morphing into an extremist force, the Republican Party. We are not rational thinkers. We're the party of death and destruction, man. And you want to know how I know? Because you want to save babies. That's how I know. Don Lemon says we have a lot to answer for, we Republicans do. We have a former president, and look at his antics. Does Don Lemon give you any of his antics? What are Donald J. Trump's antics? Protecting himself, fighting for what he believes is right? You may not like his style, but what are his antics? Has he incited any violence? Joe Biden wants Supreme Court justices hurt, if not killed. He won't say it out loud, but that's what they want. Look at the violent people in this country and tell me it's us. He says, we're not holding Donald Trump accountable. I'd like to know, accountable for what, Don Lemon? Accountable for what? Protecting, fighting for his rights? Knowing that he got his election stolen from him and that little yahoos like you are being paid. And make no mistake about it, folks. Don Lemon is being paid to say what he says. He doesn't believe it. He says, we go along to get along and we don't say anything. We say stuff every day. Pro-Trump, anti-Trump, moderately Trump. We say it all day long. We speak openly about all these issues. Who can't say what they want to say? The 1.3 million Democrats who left their party? And then he goes on. What cracks me up about Don Lemon when he's talking about this issue, he says, well, whether you agree or not, they've taken back abortion rights. So in other words, because killing black babies is no longer the law of the land and it's left to the states, Don Lemon says, you've allowed that to occur. You let Donald Trump put those Supreme Court justices on. Ergo, de facto, it is Donald Trump's fault. Well, if it is, good for Donald Trump. Good for him. Good for somebody finally pushing back against the left, pushing back against EPA and climate change. We're supposed to be dead in the next few years from climate change. It has been described as the biggest threat to America. It's been called by some of the weak-kneed, sissified military of Obama that climate change is the biggest threat to the military. It is our biggest national security threat. It has been called the biggest existential threat to mankind, and you haven't heard a peep out of them outside of, we need to address it to get your money. There hasn't been some sense of urgency like an asteroid headed towards the country, the thing, the planet, headed towards the planet, like it was when Morgan Freeman was president. When we had a real black president, huh? Has it been anything like that? No, they won't even talk about it because it isn't that serious. The only reason why they talk about it is they want your money. But it's our antics, man. You Republicans, look at you. You formed the KKK? Not. You formed Antifa? Not. You formed Black Lives Matter? Not. Three terrorist organizations within the Democrat Party, undoubtedly attached to them, and they say you are the radicals. What about these union thugs? How many union thugs do you know who are conservatives? I don't know any union thug conservatives. The only thuggery we have is when we thugged up Obama in 2010. We thugged up Hillary Clinton in 2016. We thugged up Joe Biden and got cheated out of it in 2020. And we're going to thug them up in 2022 and 2024. But we do it with the ballot. That's how we thug people up. Folks, lots to talk about when we get back. Keep it here. Kevin Jackson.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Don Lemon says, you Republicans, we Republicans, conservatives, we are the thugs out there, man. Yeah, we're morphing into an extremist force. That's all we represent is extremism. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. Let me let you hear this clip again, because I want to ask you a few questions about the Proud Boys. But let's listen to this clip one more time. It's less than 2 minutes, but I want you to hear it because I want it to become ingrained what this guy is saying about you. You have a lot to answer for, you conservative Republicans out there listening to Kevin Jackson at the Kevin Jackson Network. Here's a clip.
So it's not just that Oath Keepers or Proud Boys can become the militia wing or the paramilitary wing of the party. The party itself is morphing into an extremist force.
Republicans are doing something that is very dangerous to our society. And we have to acknowledge that. We have to acknowledge that as Americans. We must acknowledge that as journalists. Because if we don't, we're not doing our jobs. We cannot sit here and pretend like, well, yeah, Republicans, it's a... cut them a break. We want to hear whatever. They have a lot to answer for in this moment. A lot to answer for what happened with the former president of the United States, why they allowed his antics to go on for so long, why he is not accountable, why they go along with it and don't say anything. They've got to answer for that. Why they are, whether you agree with abortion rights or not, why they have taken back a right that was what the, you know, that was granted to American women for 50 years. You have the inmates running the asylum, basically. You have the extremists, because I know there are Republicans who are sitting out there now going, oh, Donovan, that's not what we are. Maybe it's not what you are, but it's what your party has become. It is what you have allowed to happen.
But there are Republicans who, I mean, we've had Tim Miller on here recently. Mm-hmm. Right? There are Republicans who will completely say, Don Lemon, you are correct.
Yeah.
The origins of that are just what you're talking about.
You'll have Adam Kinzinger, you have Liz Cheney who will say it, you'll have Tim Duncan of the former
Jeff
Lieutenant
Duncan.
Governor, Jeff Duncan, the Lieutenant Governor of Georgia, who will say that, but there are very few Republicans who will say that. You cannot expect Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger or Jeff Duncan to become Democrats overnight. They're not. They are Republicans. And you must allow them to be who they are. They just happen to be sober and smart, and they understand what's happening in the country, right?
I have a question for you. Do you know any Proud Boys? Do you know what the Proud Boys are? I mean, if you're paying attention politically, you may know of them. You may have heard of them. You say, yeah, I heard about them. I think they're like some, you know, radical group. They called, believe it or not, who was it they called this? The guys that were built on the wall builders? Isn't it the wall builders? They called the wall builders. These are men of faith going out changing communities. They call the wall builders extreme. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network. You can give us a ring at 844-551-8255 and let me know, do you know who the Proud Boys are? If you do, which it may be unlikely because most people don't, even with the ones that are politically astute, don't really know. They've never met a Proud Boy. You know, the first time I met a Proud Boy, I'm talking about an acknowledged in-garb Proud Boy, was about 4 months ago, 4 or 5 months ago. They came up to me, nice as could be, at a Second Amendment rally, said, hey, Kevin, we're the Proud Boys. And I saw them. They were in their little uniforms, you know, these black shirts, Proud Boys on there. And I said, hey, I heard about you fellas. They go, yeah, man, why don't you come speak or something, you know, do something with us like that. And the guy gives me a card. But the card didn't have a number on or anything. I think they're afraid that something will happen to them because they're a member of a – they're gay Republicans. They're like log cabin Republicans with an attitude. But do you know any? And let me ask you this. Do they speak or act on your behalf? Is any time a Proud Boy called you, hey, listen, we're going to be doing a rally. We want to know if you agree with us or disagree. I've never had a Proud Boy poll me for anything. Up until the moment I met him at that event, I did know what they were. I've heard people, had heard people talk about him. I didn't know that they were gay until I heard about him at CPAC 1 year. This is 4 or 5 years ago. I know nothing about this group. Nothing. But I can tell you this, they don't represent me in any way, shape, or form, other than we may agree philosophically in a few areas. Certainly not sexuality, but in other areas we very well may agree. I have a question for you. Are you sick and tired of the Don Lemons of America? Seriously. Lemon won't criticize Antifa. He won't criticize BLM. He won't take credit for the Democrat-begun party, the Democrats' henchmen, the KKK. But he wants to associate Proud Boys with anarchy. He can't point to any. When have you heard of Proud Boys looting neighborhoods, burning down stuff, shooting cops, a host of other things? I've never heard of it. Even after they learn that the Proud Boys tried to de-escalate what was not even an escalation. The Proud Boys were, from what I hear, January 6th, were saying, look, don't let these guys talk you into doing stuff. By the way, and we don't know who was telling who what, because we had FBI infiltrators, we had all kinds of DOJ people egging people on, etc. There was no insurrection. The Proud Boys were there, you know, for themselves. Nobody was there to cause trouble other than to say, we recognize this nation was cheated in an election. That is a fact. And I'm going to give you your litmus test for conservatism, republicanism, if you want it. Anybody who does not believe that Donald Trump was cheated in the most orchestrated, the most embarrassing thing for this constitutional republic in its history, you're a buffoon. I'm not even apologizing to tell you, you're a buffoon. If you're listening to this program and you've been paying attention and you did even base level research, you know Donald Trump was cheated. Don't talk to me about Trump. People were mad at him and didn't want to vote for him because he got 16 million more votes. And don't try to convince me that Joe Biden can get 81 million votes in two elections. It didn't happen. But beyond the common sense, as we will prove and have the information, and I can tell you, I know it for a fact, we have video evidence of Democrats cheating. This is what will come out. I hope you go to my website, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, and donate to help us make this movie. But the point is this. They cheated, period. The people in January 6th are people who said, we are going to march for our rights. That's what conservatives do. And you know what Democrats are trying to do with all this Don Lemon nonsense? They don't even want you to march peacefully. That's all this is about. The next rally that happens, a big rally, what do you think the Democrats will do? Will they geo-track and do all the things that they've done to have people unlawfully put into jail who did nothing? There's video evidence. There's ample evidence that none of these people did anything, outside of getting a ticket for, and they have been rotting in prison because the Democrats want you scared to death to move. And that's what they're suggesting. That's what they're accomplishing. Well, okay, let me ask you a question. Why does the Secret Service delete its text messages from July the 6th? Why does it do that? Simple question with a simple answer. We should be able to get this data, right? Well, we can't.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Three people were killed and two others were wounded when a gunman opened fire inside the food court at the Greenwood Park Mall south of Indianapolis Sunday evening. The gunman was shot and killed by an armed citizen also in the food court. An investigative report is revealing nearly 400 law enforcement and federal officials rushed to a mass shooting at a Uvalde elementary school, but systemic failures created a chaotic scene that lasted more than an hour before the gunman, who took 21 lives, was finally confronted. Jury selection is scheduled to begin Monday in the trial of Steve Bannon, a one-time advisor to former President Trump, who faces criminal contempt of Congress charges after refusing for months to cooperate with the made-for-TV January 6 House Committee. We are USA Radio News. Bank of America said Monday that its second quarter profits declined 32%. The second largest U.S. bank earned $6.2 billion, down from $9.2 billion a year earlier. Swimming in an Iowa lake may be hazardous to your health.
A Missouri resident who became infected with a rare brain-eating amoeba has died. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services stated that the resident may have been exposed to the amoeba, commonly found in warm, fresh water like lakes and rivers, while swimming at the Lake of Three Fires in Taylor County, Iowa. The Iowa Department of Health and Human Services is conducting testing in conjunction with the Center for Disease and Control Prevention to confirm the presence of the amoeba in the lake. They have temporarily closed it. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most Democrats have no real relief in a higher power. They believe themselves to be the highest power. They are the purveyors of life and death. Abortion is a good example. So what? That's the way every one of them was born. They now hold the dominion of life or death, so they determine who gets to live and who gets to die. They even get to determine it for you. Who gets to live and who gets to die? Most conservatives understand that, and probably are like me, pro-life but pro-choice. And they understand that, hey, look, it's a grave decision for somebody to debate on, do I kill this person or not? It's like you having a pistol, somebody's attacking you, and you've got life and death in your hands, and you opt for death. Bang! You are not pro-life. If you want to tell me, Kevin, I'm pro-life in all circumstances, and no, I get it. You're saying, Kevin, in the life of a baby. But the life of a human being is what you're saying. Well, there are times when I guarantee you I'm not pro-life. Attack me and watch how pro-life I am. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. That's where you can find me and all of the insights that we bring to the party. And let me tell you, it is mind-blowing for the people who call ourselves pro-life. And I say to you, are you really? Would you kill someone if they were attacking you? And the answer is an emphatic, heck yeah, Kev! Okay, then you're not pro-life. You're pro-life in certain circumstances. Well, Kevin, I'm only talking about it in the protection of a baby, of an unborn fetus, an unborn baby, or whatever. Okay, I get it. But this person has done nothing to anybody, and you say, the innocent. So what you're telling me is, Kevin, I'm pro-life for the innocent, but I'm not pro-life for the non-innocent. Well, are you innocent? How innocent are you? Have you done something stupid, you know, that somebody might go, I think I'll take your life for this, that act you did? Maybe manslaughter. Accidental, right? I don't know what you did, but the point is, we're pro-choice, pro-life. And that's okay. But Democrats will make it appear as though you're the bad guy when you say, no, I'm very deliberate in how I dole out my justice. For example, if you're a mass murderer or you're a mass rapist or you've killed, I don't know what you would have done, but if it got you on death row and legitimately you should die, I have no problem saying execute. Now, God may say to me, Kevin, thou shalt not kill. I get it. That's what that person shouldn't have done to get on death row. Society is okay to dole out its vengeance on these people, and I'm okay with that. As a Christian, and I tell people all the time, I'm a Christian, but I'm a failed Christian, just like you. But I'll ask you this. because we are failed, and we admit it. See, I admit it publicly, and I know many of you are shaking your heads going, you're right, Kev, you're right. And that also that insight about me being pro-life, you're right about that, too. I know. I'm very smart. And you just forget about it. I get it. But here's what I want to tell you. We're not for sale. Our souls are not for sale. Democrats' souls are for sale. Don Lemon has sold out. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, D. Ray McKesson, all these, the leftists, name me one. They've sold out, man. This is about money. Let me ask you, if you knew, I mean, we as Christians know, we say this life is very, it's fleeting. It has its allure. Man, does it ever. I mean, wouldn't you like to be on a yacht every day, have people serving you and surrounded by beautiful people and maybe the person that you love the most in the world and you have not a care in the world? Wouldn't that be a great lifestyle for everybody living on this earth if it were possible? Maybe. Some of us get joy in other things. But here's my point. We know there's something else after this, and we live accordingly. Leftists do not. But I will tell you, ask a leftist this question, just as a thought exercise. What if you knew emphatically that there was something exponentially better than what you are living in this life? Picture the best life you could imagine on this planet. And then you knew if you did certain things by the book, you could get to something that is exponentially better. Whatever that is in your brain, it would be so much better than anything you could possibly accomplish here. Would you change your mind? Would you be a different person? Would you do it? I ask you again, is your soul for sale? It's a Faustian question. See, leftists don't believe there's anything better. They fight tooth and nail to get what they can get here because for them, this is it and they are God. They are the God of their dominion. And by being God, that means everything that they see, everything they can touch, everything they can feel is theirs, including what is yours. And they will take it under the notion that what's yours is mine because I am God. I'm God of my universe. They don't even think of it as their soul being for sale because they don't believe in a devil. They don't believe in this idea of evil, absolute evil. And they certainly don't believe in absolute good because if they did, they would know that they are not God because they are not absolute good. They are the epitome of evil. You are watching evil right before your very eyes. I want you to think about people who cheated Joe Biden, a demented clown, into office, laugh in your faces, watch as the world is destroyed, not just America, the world is destroyed by this raving lunatic, and they do nothing. They protect him. They come to his aid. They actually criticize the guy who kept us out of wars, who prevented the very war that Russia fights with Ukraine, who's prevented Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, and I could go on, who gave senior citizens back some control of their money and their income, and gave them drugs, and I'm talking about prescription drugs, sealed up the border, was helping reduce crime in major cities. I could go on. Do I need to go on? Because I'm preaching. And the Democrats blame us. Don Lemon says that the Proud Boys represent us, this gay, supposedly a terrorist group in America, who I can't point to anything they've done. But I do know Antifa's done a hell of a lot in Portland and other cities in the north, Seattle. I know that. I know Black Lives Matter has killed cops. I know that for a fact. I know this. I know everywhere there is a Democrat-controlled city, particularly if it's in a Democrat-controlled state, their cities are practically uninhabitable, especially for people that look like Don Lemon. And this guy has the nerve to say, you're the person who's the radical. This in light of another gay guy. Do I really need to bring up Jussie Smollett and remind you what he did? What is your soul worth, Don Lemon? What is it that is so beautiful about what's happening in your life today that you're willing to sell out your not only gay people, not only black people, but all Americans to some notion that Republicans are the bad guys? We want truth. We want a real introspection by the left, but we want an inspection of how do we keep people's votes safe. And do you know what the Democrats do? They fight us at every turn. We want a real discussion of the issues, gender issues, sexuality issues, tax issues, foreign policy issues, military issue, you name it. We're willing to discuss it. Do these people want to discuss it? No, they don't want to discuss it anymore. It's case in point, they want to cover it up. Hunter Biden, do I need to remind you of that? They cover up everything. They covered up the cheat. Have you heard Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, Andy McCabe, Comey? Have you heard any of their names in the past year? Seriously mentioned? Nope. Cover up. Russian collusion, debunked. Ukrainian, you know, whatever they tried to accuse Donald Trump of, debunked. Donald Trump's a womanizer, debunked. Donald Trump's a racist, debunked. Donald Trump hates America, debunked. Well, on and on. And here's the worst. We have actual evidence. Actual evidence. None of this is speculation. Donald Trump was a great president. Joe Biden is not. Not speculation. But take away the names, put their accomplishments on paper, and take out the controversial stuff. Roe v. Wade, justices, whatever. Just look on paper and say, who did better? Who brought more economic prosperity to America, Donald Trump or Joe Biden? And, I mean, give me the facts. Here's what the stock market was. Here's what the GDP was. Here's what the CPI was. Here's what the happiness index, whatever. All these indexes. Look at Trump. Look at Biden. Who's better? Pretty easy stuff. Who was making life livable in cities, bringing down the crime rate, stopping illegal immigration, putting more money back into the treasury, etc.? If it hadn't been for Wu Flu, you would have watched Donald Trump, that you would have watched the debt of America going down as opposed to going up. And look at what Biden does. Biden takes these numbers, gets them inflated, then as they go down, he says, oh, we've presided over the largest deficit reduction or whatever. Yeah, because he it was so big, what they bloated under Trump, it's easy to make that statement. But it's a blatant lie if you really look at it in the context of what it should be mentioned. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm going to make you bet that even if Democrats knew, as we do, that there's something exponentially better than what's here on this earth waiting for them on the other side, they would still not pee on their grandmother to put her fire out if it meant they could get something better. If it meant that they could get her fortune or whatever. They are the Menendez boys that will kill their parents so they can get the inheritance. That inheritance, earthly. They don't care about what comes next. They want it now. Welcome, folks. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're in the, right in the midst of a Faustian dilemma for the Democrats. What's your soul worth? They sold out Donald Trump giving up protection, security, giving up financial security, giving up all kinds of great things. Why? Over an ideology, because they know they could get more money if they got rid of Trump. It's strictly that. I can get the fame and the fortune. I can't get that with a guy who wants us to play by the rules, who wants everybody to, who wants to level the playing field, as we say. Take us, get the government's thumb off the scale. And they hate it. They hate you for it. I told you this. Democrats hate you because they can't be you. Listen to me, conservatives that are listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm explaining to you how great you are. You are so great that they envy you. They can't stand you. And all you have to do is continue to be yourself, because that's how you win people over. You don't win people over when you become a fraud or a fake. That's what they are. That's why they excel at things that require them to, you know, it's like people used to say, and I'm not picking on Michael Jackson, but they said Michael Jackson's a totally different guy on stage than he is in public. Yeah, that's how Democrats are. They have their show, they put on their show, and then they go back privately, and they become who they really are. See, for you, it's not a show. That's why, I mean, I'm not going to say that we're not good at entertainment and things like that, but let me put it to you this way. Sinatra on stage was Sinatra off stage. Does that make sense? He didn't put on. When he's up there talking, hey, blah, 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 Sammy, get out of here. When he was running with the Rat Pack, the way he behaved with them on stage was the way he behaved off stage. He was a big personality on stage. He was a big personality off stage. I can tell you, go give me your person. I will give you their ideology. I'll tell you whether they're leftist or conservative easily. Because I'll go, that guy's the same way. Hang out with me. Hang out with me. You know what the people will tell you all the time? Man, yeah, that's Kevin. What you're hearing right now, that's Kevin. Now, it doesn't mean I don't have moods. Learning my nephew got killed, I was not happy. I wasn't going to be the same Kevin I am right now, but I can talk about it in the same way. We're all moods. We all have our moods. That's okay. That's what makes you human. But you're not going to see anything different. I'll own up to my nonsense. If you, Kevin, man, I remember when you did. Oh, yeah, yeah. I got to tell you, I haven't outgrown that. And I'll chuckle it off, but it may be that I'm still working on it or whatever. There are many things I do that are wrong. I'm still working at it. But it's me. But I'm not, these guys, these are liars. They cover up what they, all because they think they're going to get something. They want to set a narrative. Example, the Inspector General for the Department of Homeland Security told lawmakers that the Secret Service deleted text messages from January the 5th and on the day of the Capitol riot after they had been formally requested by the investigators. They deleted their messages. Didn't want anybody to find out what was going on. The Secret Service that represented Donald Trump. They were part of DHS, DOJ, reporting to Comey and Jay Johnson. DHS Inspector General Joseph Kafari wrote in a letter addressed to the House and Senate Homeland Security Committees, which was given to the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol rioting, that text messages from the January the 5th and the 6th had been erased as part of a, get this, device replacement program. You believe it? Let me tell you what you're going to learn in Beyond the Mules. You're going to learn some of the tricks that the Democrats did only for the 2020 election. Never done in the history of our republic. They did it in the 2020 election. And you want to know what it was all about? Getting rid of data. Data that would substantiate how the cheat occurred, etc. That's what you will learn. That is a fact. And they'll tell you, we want the truth, man. We're seeking the truth here. They tell you they're not divisive as they divide. They tell you they seek the truth as they lie to your face. The USSS, this is the Secret Service, erase text messages after the OIG requested records of electronic communications from them as part of the evaluation of events on the Capitol Hill on January the 6th. Now, why would you do this? you get a request for your information and you go, somebody sends out a directive that says erase it. And then you know what they would probably do? Let's indict Donald Trump because of so-and-so. And then that not even have the data. They would say Donald Trump did something wrong, knowing that they did something wrong in erasing data. They would cast aspersions on Trump, as they already have, right? What did they say Donald Trump tried to do? Because I was setting you up. I already know where I was going. Some of you did, too. What did they say he did? He grabbed the wheel of the beast so that he could go and be part of this riot, this insurrection. You buy that? So if they did that and the Secret Service had the information like he's trying to pull the wheel of the beast, Tex, what should I do, Secret Service head? Don't let him get to the wheel. Take his 8-foot arms and put them back in the back seat where they belong. End of text, whatever. Why do we not have these text messages that would give some veracity to this lying skank that lied before the Congress saying Donald Trump demanded, the Secret Service had to hold him back so he could not participate in this so-called insurrection. I think you get the picture. But Democrats tell you, hey, we want the truth. Don Lemon says of Republicans, we're the people who are out there. We've become extremists, not just fringe level, but the entirety of us. We're extremists. We know why we're extremists, and it's the entirety of us. Because like me, what you want is one simple word, truth. That's all you want. And you know why Don Lemon says you're an extremist? Because if you get the truth, you'll find out just how vile, just how corrupt the Democrats are across every pillar of their being. Now, I asked this question a while back. I said, when are people going to be held accountable for what they do? You know, Hillary Clinton, we don't know her intent, said, what's his face, Comey, right? And then we find out Hillary Clinton, we know her intent. She was intentionally going after Trump and lying about him and using the media to do it. As they said in The Fugitive, care to recount your silly message? The black lady, remember when the guy said, they're all accounted for. And then they found the leg chains, the leg irons. I'd like to find out what happened to the person in these leg irons when I don't find legs in them. And the guy, care to recount your silly message? Your statement? Oh, well, he might have got away. Well, that's where we are. Care to recount your silly statements, Democrats? Hey, Comey, care to recount your statement that Hillary Clinton, that we don't know her intent? We know her intent. Her intent is exactly what occurred. That was her intent. Secret Service postman said the agency had been cooperating with the DHS Inspector General and argued that the insinuation that the Secret Service maliciously deleted text messages following a request is false. We didn't do that. It was strictly a changeover in our technology. That's what did it. Hey, are you trying to tell me that we can't get records of what the Secret Service does on their text messages on their phones, even through Nippernet? I'm sorry, CIPRNet, the secure version of the phone system for the government. We can't recover their messages. We can recover everything, right? We can get the last time Joe Biden changed his depends, but we can't figure out this. We know when Donald Trump burped at the last meeting, or Joe Biden had farted in front of the Queen or Camilla. We know details like that, but we can't find the SCOTUS leaker, and we can't get Secret Service messages. Oh, and by the way, we can't get Hillary Clinton emails either. Yeah, it's funny how selective the Democrats are, these Democratic-run agencies are, when it's time for them to kind of come to Jesus meeting with the American public. I think we know where things stand, folks.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.